It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
So what's new with you? What's new with me? Oh, I don't know. Hey, how about Truly Independent, Ballston Spa, New York, In Your Face Wrestling, June 22nd. What an incredible night of wrestling it was in Ballston Spa, folks. If you missed out on that show, you missed out on one hell of an event. Yeah, it was hot in that building, but the audience didn't care. They were there to see the best pro wrestling in the Capital Region area, and In Your Face delivered as it always does. So let's look at the major highlights coming out of Truly Independent. The mighty Franz Roddy, still the In Your Face Wrestling Champion. He had a great matchup against Mr. Maple Leaf, Ricky Williams. Now, Mr. Maple Leaf is now calling himself the Canadian Heavyweight Champion. That is unrecognized by IYFW. But Ricky Williams sent a strong message to the mighty one at the beginning of the event. When Walt Ball was trying to get the show going, Ricky Williams came out, got on the microphone, took over the opening segment, started to put himself over like he would like to do, and as a member of Blood Money, you know they love to do that. He started talking about how he was going to become recognized as the In Your Face Wrestling Champion. Franz Roddy came out, stuff went down between these two men, and Ricky Williams even dropped Franz Roddy with a behind-the-back DDT move. I'm not sure exactly what he calls that, but he laid out Franz Roddy, stood on top of him, and held both belts up in the air. That was definitely a strong message sent, but the Mighty One, as resilient as ever, he was able to stop the attack of not just Ricky Williams, but Scott Scarsdale and Guillaume Desaad tried to get involved in the end, but it was to no avail. Franz Roddy was able to take out Guillaume Desaad, get Scott Scarsdale off the apron, hit the Aus Crusher on Ricky Williams, and retain the title. But that cannot be said the same for Team RPG, because they are no longer undefeated, and they are no longer the tag team champions. The belts are now around the waist of CJ Scott and Damon Ravage, the Savage Wolves. And I take nothing away from Team RPG or the Savage Wolves. They put on an incredibly entertaining, exciting matchup. You're going to love to see this one, folks. If you were not there live, it was tremendous. But the Savage Wolves now stand on top of the tag team mountain in IYFW. And as you know, In Your Face Wrestling boasts the most impressive tag team division in wrestling in New York these days. And now the Savage Wolves stands on top of that mountain. Don't know what's going to happen now. Oh, wait. Maybe we do, because of a special announcement that was made later on that night. But more on that later. Now, speaking of titles, Liam McFerrin, the IYFW New Breed Champion, who won the title back in March, was there to wrestle Elite Terrell, but in a non-title matchup. Now, I gotta give credit to Liam McFerrin. He came out, took the microphone, he asked Secretary Yvonne Leach if he could put the title on the line. He wanted to defend it, he knew Elite Terrell deserved it, he knew those fans deserved it, and he did not want to let them down. Secretary Leach, she agreed, and the match was set. And I gotta tell you, Elite Terrell came within a hair length of becoming the New Breed Champion. It was so close on so many different occasions, but Liam McFerrin's Big Irish Lariat took out Elite Terrell and was able to get the pinfall. A lot of great respect between these two young men, both graduates of the IYFW Academy, definitely showing what In Your Face Wrestling is all about. Now let's talk about Northern Fury, specifically Sergeant Fury. Sergeant Fury was slated to take on the Pillar Roman Dominguez, and the uncrowned In Your Face Wrestling champion Roman Dominguez. And Sergeant Fury and Roman Dominguez, they've had a hatred building up between the two of them over the past year. Finally, it was coming to a head in this matchup. They did not hold back at all. It was an intense, grueling matchup. But in the end, the Sofoco submission of Roman Dominguez was the deciding factor, and Sergeant Fury had no choice but to tap out. But unfortunately, during the match, Sergeant Fury did suffer a slight injury to his left shoulder, and that was a target for Dominguez during the matchup. But when the match was over, the Savage Wolves, who are now tag team champions, came out, antagonized, made fun of. They just got under the skin of Sergeant Fury so much, in fact, that he decided to invoke the tag team title clause that he and Vigo have in their contract. They could challenge for the tag team titles at any occasion, and he decided to do it right there. So the match would be set for later on that night. It would now be Northern Fury challenging the Savage Wolves. However, Vigo was not at the building yet. We had seen videos here at IYFWrestling.com where Vigo stated he was going to be showing up later in the show. Management knew all about that, but he gets to the building. Imagine this, folks. You're Vigo. You're expecting to get to the building and take on somebody in singles competition, because your partner's taking on somebody in singles competition. You get there, and you find out you not only have a tag team title match, but your partner is injured. Let me tell you, The Force from the North was not happy about this. And you are going to want to keep your eyes on this website because we have got some incredibly intense footage of an altercation that took place between Vigo and Sergeant Fury once Vigo found out about this tag title match and the fact that Sergeant Fury was injured. I can't describe it, folks. I've seen it. I know what it's all about. I've never seen Vigo this angry in my existence in IYFW. Keep checking at this website. And the other big news to talk about was the announcement of September 21st. In Your Face Wrestling returns to Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York on that date. And what's going to be happening? The Coronation Cup Tournament. This is always a huge night for IYFW. It's a great night of wrestling action. Now, normally, the tournament would be to determine the number one contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. You would have two four-way free-for-all matches, and the two winners of those matches would face each other in the finals. Well, as it was announced, this is going to be different this year. Remember earlier on in the interface, I mentioned about the Savage Wolves being tag team champions? What's next for them? Who are going to be their next challengers? Well, they're going to find out because this year, the Coronation Cup Tournament is a tag team tournament. We don't know what tag teams are going to be in it yet, but it will be the same deal. The winners of the Coronation Cup Tag Team Tournament this year become the number one contenders to the tag team titles. But the next question that comes up is, what does that mean for the Savage Wolves? What will they be doing September 21st in Ballston Spa, New York? Well, I think a lot of speculation can start now. Let's talk about the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Who's going to be in it? What will CJ Scott be doing? What will Damon Ravitch be doing? And what will become of Drake Evans and JP Black? You know, at Truly Independent, the Dark Pony was nowhere to be found. He stayed home that night. And as Drake Evans made perfectly clear after his matchup where he defeated the Shabazz Tribe Warrior Tana, he made it known that JP Black was not there, not because he was scared of him, not because he was sick, not because he was hurt, but it was another slap in the face to Drake Evans. The Dark Pony has disrespected Drake at every turn, and we still don't know why. We've never gotten an answer. Drake hasn't got an answer. I've certainly never gotten an answer. The fans want to know, but JP Black was nowhere to be found to give us that answer. A slap in the face to all of us in IYFW. I just hope that someday soon we find out what's going on between these two men. Well, the way to find out, folks, is to come to Ballston Area Community Center on Saturday, September 21st. Keep checking this website to find out when tickets are going to be available. But hey, if you want to get inside information about tickets, join the mailing list at this website, and you'll get inside info about when those tickets are going to become available. Also, recently coming available at this website, we've got a lot of great DVDs from last summer coming up. We've got The Brawl in Whitehall, Can't Tread on Us, Heat Strike, and the Coronation Cup 2012, all becoming available on DVD for home consumption. Check those out as well through the merchandise section. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you for listening. This is Joey LaRock. We'll see you next time here at The Interface.